Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. This is Sound Health Options. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. We have a great guest today. Her name is Kaj Nagy. She's a very, very special person. She has this gamut of things that she does, everything from a sound healer to computer whiz. She's a performer, a musician, a teacher. She wants to make a difference. Kaj, have we known each other like 15 years or something?
I think this is 16 now.
16? Well, it feels like many lifetimes. It is so wonderful to have you on the show. And Kaj is going to talk to us about ancient healing mysteries. Kaj is very dependable. She's truthful. She has an intrinsic integrity that you just don't find in a lot of people. She's known as the Sound Lady, and she is showing you, for those of you on a WebEx with us, she is showing you an article that was recently published. I'm going to show you, talk to you about that. We are recording. We are taking questions from the audience. You can join us on WebEx. Go to soundhealthoptions.com, and right under that scroll bar it says radios. That will show you how to get into all of the radio shows and all the different avenues to get there from looking at this WebEx, which sometimes people complain about the sound. Jordan's complaining about the sound now. But if you go to blogtalkradio.com and just look for Sound Health Options, and it'll say this is going on right now, you can go in and listen on Blog Talk, but watch us on WebEx. And George is putting in the link. Thank you. That is great. Moonstone is monitoring us again. George helps out a lot in posting things that I can't get to from my computer. I'm hoping this is up on the computer. We have been blasted for the last week, and we got blasted again yesterday after the show that we did. We did a show on the flu, chemtrails, and pre-vaccination risk factors. Now, if you weren't able to watch that, we will be rerunning it next weekend from Friday at 5 to Monday noon. So those of you in different countries, and I do see a couple of you here, and you can't watch it when it's daylight because our times are mixed up or turned upside down from each other. That gives you a full weekend to be looking at that. The software is free. You get to choose either biohazard, pre-vac, or countervailing the flu. You get it for 30 days. You can go on the site. Hopefully there will be a page up where you can download all of that and register it right online. If not, go ahead and write to me, sherryedwards@gmail.com, Sherry with an A, Sharry. What is the meeting password? Tom, I don't understand. You mean the meeting password to get into WebEx? It should be, well, if anybody knows it, isn't it BTR2012 or something like that? The password stays the same. But I think it's Blog Talk Radio 2012. If not, if somebody else had to use a password, would you stick it in the chat there for Thomas, so he can get in to watch. Well, wait a minute. You're already on website, WebEx chat. So you're already in. If you're on the chat asking me a question, you're already in here, and there's no there's no password to get onto Blog Talk that is fully open. If you want to ask our guest a question, and I think she is the kind of guest that's you're going to be asking lots of questions, you can either raise your hand in the WebEx chat, or you can call the guest line at Blog Talk Radio, 347-850-1407. 347-850-1407. And for those of you on WebEx watching the show, I have turned the whole thing over to God, and she's flipping through a lot of things here. This is recorded. The WebEx portion is recorded, and also the Blog Talk portion is recorded. Blog Talk archive will be up within a half hour of when we're talking here. Thank you, Richard. That's great. The archive for this show with Kaj, you're not going to need it because we're going to be talking about a workshop that she's going to be doing. And this is free and open to the public. It's open to guardians. It's open to anybody. And it's June 17th from 2 to 4 Eastern. And Kaj is going to be talking about that during the presentation today and the benefits of what she can do and how she can train you to do some pretty phenomenal things. She was telling me about some of the cases that she's done right before the show, and she's been able to have people think about things and get results. So she's going to talk about that. Kaj, it is an absolute pleasure to have you here. We need a little bit of background on you. How did you get started in ancient healing and musical healing and mystery healing? Who are you?
Well, let's see. Who am I? I am an expression of the infinite, eternal, becoming aware of itself within the heart of matter. How's that?
Wow. That sounds very esoteric and very ancient. But you're a trained musician.
Yeah, I did my undergraduate work. I have a degree in music at Ithaca College School of Music with a double degree in education and performance. And I did my master's work at Yale. I've taught music in public schools and private schools and adult education and colleges and elementary schools and high schools and directed bands and choruses and did all of that for a number of years and got kind of burnt out teaching. I think that's what happened. And actually playing in symphony orchestras for probably 20 years too, and I got to a point where I just couldn't play the 1812 overture one more time. You only have so many da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da's in you, you know. I play the French horn, and living in Massachusetts, you probably play the 1812 overture at least three times a year. You play it on the 4th of July, you play it the Christmas Pops concert, you play the Spring Pops concert. And I just didn't want to be a musician in orchestras like I see a lot who've been there for 40 years and they've played, you know, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony 20 times and they've played Mozart, you know, the repertoire over and over again. And after a while, it just becomes like you go into your job and you play your piece and you go home. And I didn't want that to happen to me because I felt that I had such a much bigger understanding of sound than just playing each note perfectly in tune and perfectly in balance and perfectly in rhythm. And I felt like when I got into the symphony orchestra that I brought all of this love of sound and music, and it was I had to funnel it into this little teeny area, you know, to make things work within the orchestra. So I turned about 40, I think it was around 40 years old, I decided that I wasn't going to, you know, play classical music anymore. I was just going to do sound and healing. And I remember sitting down for the first time with my French horn without a piece of music in front of me, which is a really big thing for a classically trained musician. You know, we don't improvise. We just play what's written on the page. So I sat down without any music in front of me, and I just started making sounds. And I started making sounds that I liked and sounds that vibrated in my body. And around that time, I got asthma for the first time in my life. And I was supposed to use this inhaler. And I thought, well, let me see what I can do with sounds. And I found a note on my horn that I could play and sustain that was really resonant and vibrating in my chest and in my lungs. And then I played a perfect tipped above that, which is, you know, what Sherry calls one of the light activators. I played like, so I was playing do on the horn and sustaining it, and I was singing soul on the horn and sustaining it. It creates this whole chord. And if I played those two notes for 20 minutes a day, I didn't have to use my inhaler anymore. And I thought, wow, sound really does affect matter. And that was just all intuitive. So I got into a group called the Sound Healers Association in Boston, which was run by Sarah Benson at the time and Jonathan Goldman. You all may know Jonathan Goldman now, so I knew him before. He lived in Colorado, in Denver. And he and Sarah did these workshops in a bookstore on Tuesday evenings, and I just went, you know, every week. And then I was in a sound circle with Sarah for 3 years where we learned how to use our voice to break up, you know, energy blocks and do toning and all kinds of esoteric stuff around sound, which was really feeding me, and I thought, this is the direction I need to go in. But it was all intuitive, and I've got that kind of a mind where I want proof, too. One of the people that was in the sound circle with me had read an article in a magazine about Sherry. Now, this is back around 1995. This is a long time ago. And she said, oh, I've got to get this to Kathleen. Oh, and by the way, so everyone in Sound Health calls me Kaj, because the time I came to Sound Health, there were a bunch of Kathleens. So everyone up here in Santa Fe and in Massachusetts knows me as Kathleen, but the sound healing community knows me as Kaj. So I read that article, and I called up Sherry, and I scheduled the course. At that time, you were doing the two focus courses a week, or the two level one and level two courses, and went for that week class, and it rocked my world, and that was it. I was hooked on bioacoustics, because you could take voice prints before and after, and you could prove what you did. Whereas, I mean, I might have done a nice sound session with someone, you know, using my voice and harmonics, and they felt better, and they were happy to pay me money and all of that, but they went away, and I was always wondering, how long will that last? What did I really do? What did I really accomplish? But with Sherry's software, it was now possible to see exactly what you were doing and what you really accomplished. And you could know how long it was going to last. And it made everything so much more tangible for me. So I am great. I thank the Lord every day that I met Sherry Edwards and that she has been a friend of mine all of these years, and we've been able to work together. We have made a difference in the world. Sherry's making a huge difference, and I'm just so thankful to you, Sherry, for doing the work that you do 7 days a week, 365 days a year, nonstop, to help as many people as you can. I honor that work that you're doing, and I feel very blessed to know you.
So you've gotten some of those 4 a.m. emails, huh, when we're working on
Yeah.
That people say mostly about Kaj is that she works from a state of grace. Do you recognize that in you, and can you explain it?
It's just being authentic. I'm a Pisces, and I'm very open heart, and I live every day with my heart as open as I possibly can, and try to be, you know, in the moment as much as I can. I don't know how to explain it. It's just something that's naturally there. I tell people I'm as old as dirt. been around the universe.
In case people don't know what a yurt is, one of those round tent things that's been used for centuries in the some of the nomadic cultures.
Oh, you heard yurt. I said, I'm as old as dirt.
Oh, well, I like the idea of a yurt more.
Both of them work.
Yeah. cold as
but
dirt.
But it comes from that phase of compassion. Because one of the things that we learned, one of the first precepts that we learned in sound healing with Sarah Benson was that you have to meet the person energetically where they are first before you can raise them up out of it. And so it was a matter of learning how to be compassionate, how to open up to the issue that that person is experiencing at that moment, to allow yourself to feel it, which is scary for some people, and not everyone is ready to do that. But I try to live that way, and there are pluses and minuses to it. I cry a lot.
We have a strange question from the audience. They want to know if you've ever used the nano voice onto the iPad. Now, we probably have to explain what the nano voice is, and I know you use that all the time, so go for it.
The nano voice is a great piece of free software that everyone should download. I mean, all you have to do is give your email address and download it. I mean, this is the easiest software in the world to use. I mean, you talk into whatever kind of a microphone you have. You don't really need any special equipment once you download this software, and you record your voice, and every time you use a different pitch as you're speaking, the software makes a note and puts a hit on that note. So you might use the note C 100 times, and you might use the note G 27 times, but the software takes all the notes of the scale and like three or four different octaves, and it puts this little tick down every time you talk. So after it's got 500 or so hits on notes, you have this note bar graph that shows what notes you used the most and what notes maybe you didn't use at all. Because you can hear as I'm speaking all the different notes that I'm using. Some people have more of a monotone type of voice. I have a voice that's all over the place, but on the Nano Voice note bar graph, you can now see where your weaknesses are, what notes are not as you don't use them as frequently as the other notes, and you don't have a good balance. You can take that information.
You want to put one up on your site here? Well, we're looking at your website. You just want to put one of these Nano Voice things up?
Yes. If I go to this here, and this is the online training course that I'm going to be doing in a couple of weeks, but I have sample note bar graph. Everybody seeing that?
And this is what we're doing on the 17th, guys. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. So this note bar graph here shows the different colors are different octaves and different sort of emotional qualities of your voice, and that note F right in the middle is missing. So what you want to do is bring that F back into your frequency matrix, the frequency matrix that is you, all of your vibrations, so that F has to do with what, kidneys, Sherry, lower back.
And the balance of perception and action. If you guys want to start this interpretation chart, it is at nanovoice.org too. There's a chart there and a little manual.
I think I have it on here. I scroll through. Maybe not. Yeah, here's, well, you have, you. This is the physical and emotional note correlation. On the left side of the chart is the physical attributes of each note, and on the right side are the, or I got that backwards, on the left side is the emotional attributes of the note, and on the right side are the physical attributes of the note. And this is, you have this up on the website, and everyone gets this when they do a, does Nano Voice give you this chart, Sherry, the note correlation chart?
Yes,
or just
when it prints out, and it's also sitting there on the site for them to download.
Okay.
A color copy of what you're showing.
Yes, this information is invaluable, and this is just like basics. But then Sherry has this chart, which is so much more expansive. And do you sell this at your office, Sherry?
Yes, they can get it, but they're going to have to get it 8.5 by 17 or something, because this is so small, people can barely see it unless they get the big one.
Right. And the big one is, you can read all of the stuff on it. You can just take a look at it and see there's a lot of information on it. And this information is invaluable to helping you understand what's going on in your body. So you correlate what's happening in the note bar graph and find what your weaknesses are. Then you would go to this chart or to the other one, and you can read about what things that note affects, and they're going to be some of your issues. So you want to then bring that note back into your frequency matrix. And what I teach in my Harmonics for Health class is how to do that with your voice, with a pitch pipe, a chromatic C to C pitch pipe you can do it with. I do it with my French horn, where I play and sing notes at the same time. But there's all kinds of ways that you can bring this information around that note F, let's say, back into your frequency matrix. And the best part is, after you make your sounds for about 5 minutes or so around the note F, and you try to really energize that note in your voice, you can take an after voice print a couple of minutes later. You don't want to take one instantly after, because your body's kind of rebooting once it gets that new frequency information. You want to wait 3 or 4 minutes and then take another voice print, another nano voice print, which takes about, 30 seconds to a minute. And now you'll see that note F is back in your chart. How long will it last? Well, no one really, I can't say that, for everyone, but you have that software now, so you can check yourself the next day and say, is that note still there, or do I need to do some more work on that note? And you maybe have to work on that note for a week or so before it holds. But the great thing about the software is you can do before and after and see what you accomplished or didn't accomplish, and keep working at it until you feel better.
The idea behind all of this is, if you have all of the notes in sort of a harmonic balance, then that's an indicator that you're more healthy, you're more put together, you're more balanced, you're more in tune. One of the things that we have always missed at the central office is, we said to people, it's better if you do this on your own, if you do the harmonics yourself, because you have that in you all the time, just to sing up and go. But I am so incredibly musically illiterate that I tend to do it all by computer. And Kaj has that missing piece of what we need to teach people how to do this for themselves. And Kaj and I were talking before the show, and she suggested something, and I'd like to know how many of you would be interested in her doing a pre-class for people, just to teach them about harmonics and music and things that I'm incapable of. So let us know that. Kaj, do you have an email address they could get in touch with you?
Yes. Well, my website is thesoundlady.com, thesoundlady.com, and you can email me at info@thesoundlady.com. What I have up now here on the WebEx for people who are looking is a chart of the harmonic series of notes. Given that I play the French horn, and that the French horn is the instrument that really creates the most harmonics of any instrument, just because of the way it's shaped, the length of the tubing, the conical shape of it, where it starts small at the mouth pipe and gradually gets wider to the bell of the French horn, it's very rich in harmonics. And harmonics are really the physics of sound. It's how sound expand. It's just a phenomenon of this dimension. Sound expands spherically. Sound is not an A to B straight line. As you speak, the sound expands spherically. And if you're in a resonant space and you sustain a note, the harmonics of that pitch that you're singing will start to sound. It's smaller decibels, not at the same loudness as the note that you're singing, but depending on what you do with your mouth, I'll just show you a real simple way to create some easy harmonics. you're going to take your, you're going to go from an ooh sound to an E sound. So you would just take a really deep breath, and being a musician, again, I talk a lot about breathing, because harmonics will not expand if you can't sustain a sound for 10 or 15 seconds. So if you're not taking a deep enough breath to make the sound last for more than 5 seconds, you're not going to get the benefits of the harmonics. So in the class, I talk about diaphragmatic breathing, and I know way too much about breathing, but as a horn player, my living, my income depended on my ability to play so many notes per breath accurately. And you had to time out those breaths for all the notes that you had to play. So I do talk about a lot about breathing and the importance of that. But taking a deep breath and finding a note in the middle of your vocal range and just sing, start on ooh, the vowel sound ooh, or and go to a E and back, and you'll hear harmonics. I'm going to do it. I don't know the sound quality that you're all getting on your radio, but this is what it sounds like. And all of those little soft notes that you heard on top of the note that I was singing are the harmonics, the notes of the harmonic series of notes. It's just the way sound expands.
Are you singing all of those by yourself at once?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And everyone can do it, really. You can do it too, Sherry. Take a deep breath and sing an ooh, and go and slowly move your voice to it to an E. Ooh to E. And as you pull your tongue back for the E, it changes the shape of the oral cavity, and therefore it allows the higher harmonics that are related mathematically to the note that you're singing, and they're activated.
And you can teach people to do this.
I teach people to do that, and I teach people to use a pitch pipe. A chromatic C-to-C pitch pipe. A pitch pipe is just this little round instrument that you'll hear barbershop quartets or choruses when they're singing unaccompanied music. They all get their starting pitches from, so you'll hear, and then everyone will get their pitch and they'll sing. But with a pitch pipe, I love pitch pipes because, unlike the French horn, you can't play a wrong note. A pitch pipe has 12 holes around the outside of it, and there's the note name above each hole on, I have a picture of a pitch pipe here that I can put up for the people that are on WebEx. So each note of the scale, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, etc., the note name is over the hole. So you just go to that note name and you blow into that hole and you've got that note. There's no way to play a wrong note, so I love that. And what I teach people to do is how to play harmonics on the pitch pipe. So you play a note on the pitch pipe and then you hum another note at the same time, something like this.
Running up and down my body.
I did that for you, Sherry. That was a D.
Oh, thank you. So people can do this, but you do it for other people, right? Tell us what
yes.
You've been able to do with this technique for other people, because some of them just blow my mind. It's on your site, too.
Well, we're going to the site. We're going to go to, let's see, you go to the testimonials page on thesoundlady.com. This is mostly stuff here that I do with bioacoustics. I don't think I have any testimonials here of the pitch pipe work, but let me just give you a quick little case study of a woman who was taking, had cancer and was taking a lot of narcotics for pain, which you all know if you've experienced this or know anyone, that it makes you very constipated. The narcotics, you know, take the pain away, but they slow everything down in your system, including your elimination and the ability of your colon and muscles to work properly. So the what we did was we just took a quick voice print with the nano voice to see what was going on. And, of course, the notes C and C sharp and G were all low in this voice print. And C and C sharp have to do with a large muscles and tendons and it's the colon and peristalsis. The note G on top of the note C and C sharp will help peristalsis. So what I did for her was I played on my horn those harmonics around the notes C, C sharp, and G for maybe about 5 minutes. And then we waited a couple of minutes. We took another voice print, and C sharp. Actually, I think I have this in my, I'm going on WebEx now. I'm going to go to this case study in this, no, it's not there. Never mind. After about 5 minutes, we took another voice print, and C sharp, and G were all full of energy. And I said to her, okay, you should be able to, you know, have a bowel movement now. And she looked at me like I was crazy. I said, would you just humor me and go into the bathroom? She couldn't believe it. She came out. She said it worked. And all it was 5 minutes of giving energy to the colon and peristalsis that the body didn't have, and we saw the body didn't have that energy by looking at that nano voice print. And we made the adjustments, and her body took that sound energy and did what it needed to do.
Just like full spectrum color, there's such a thing as full spectrum sound.
Right. And when you're playing harmonics and allowing the harmonics to build and to expand, you get the full spectrum sound of that note. That's a really good way to look at it, Sherry.
Talk about this guy who could do it by thinking about it. How'd you train him to do that?
Well, you know, there have been three people that I've worked with over the years who are able to listen to the tones in their tone boxes. So now we're talking about not pitch pipes, but Sherry's tone boxes and Sherry's software for the specific frequencies as opposed to just the notes of the scale. And he listened to it. He had terrible muscle cramps. I mean, he could be walking down the street, and his leg would start to cramp, and then both legs would cramp, and then he wouldn't be able to move. He would be, like, down on the ground, like, completely in spasm. And this went on for, you know, his whole life. I met him when he was about 54 years old, and I said, oh, we can fix that. And we took his voice print, and magnesium was an issue for him, and calcium. And when we put the frequencies for calcium and magnesium together, one in one ear and one in the other ear, the muscle cramps and spasm stopped. So he listened. I told him to listen to this as a preventative thing. You know, if he listened on a regular basis, he wouldn't get these muscle cramps. And he did that for a while, and the cramps went away. And then periodically, every few months, they would come back again. But he had listened to them so many times, and he really concentrated when he listened, that he was able to remember the sound that he was hearing from the tone box, and all he had to do was remember that sound, and the cramps went away. I worked with a woman in a nursing home who had had a stroke, and she'd been there for 2 years, and they wouldn't let her go home because her hands were so shaky, she couldn't feed herself and do a lot of things. So I worked with all the frequencies of her hand muscles, and in about a month, she was able to hold her own teacup and drink her own glass of water, and she went home in 2 months. After listening to the sounds, after being in the nursing home for 2 years, she was able to go home. She was able to start using her hands to write her memoirs again so her children could know about her life. And she was someone who, after I had to take the tone box away because I needed it for other clients, she remembered the sounds for her hands. And she was able to play them over in her head as she, you know, fell asleep at night or whatever, and was able to maintain that way. And a couple of people have been able to do this. People who have really excellent oral memory have the ability to do that. But Sherry, you're saying you can do that by just thinking of the number of the frequency.
Yeah, I've done that a lot. People come to me and here's the number. You know, and sometimes I get totally stymied and sometimes I can't do it. There's a lady on with us and her name is Marion. I think the two of you ought to get together so you could help her do this. We're sort of stymied with her case because she can't get back to Ohio for us to actually test it. I have a couple of questions that some are odd and some are informational. Do you ever use the iPad to do any of this, or do you do it on a computer, or is it just your pitch pipe, or you have to have the computer for the Nano, but can you...
Right, I use a PC for the Nano voice, and I use the pitch pipe, and I know you can generate sounds, you know, from your computer, and there's all kinds of software that will generate sounds for you, but they're digital sounds. And as Sherry has taught us, the brain really uses analog sound to keep the body in homeostasis. So I would use a pitch pipe as opposed to like an iPad, because the pitch pipe will create an analog sound as opposed to the digital sound of the iPad and the computers.
Okay, here's another kind of strange question. I don't know how to fit it in, and it's about the French horn. Please ask your guest if the French horn has been altered throughout history so that the number of harmonics is limited.
The French horn has been changed throughout history. I mean, the French horn started as a, it was when they learned how to bend brass. You'll see in the old movies, the old Robin Hood movies, you know, in England, you'll see the trumpets with the long, really long trumpets. And the longer the piece of brass, the lower the sound will be. And if you have a fundamental low pitch, how can I explain this? Anyway, I'm going to get lost in there. But when they learned how to bend brass, and they were able to take that trumpet and bend it in a circle, curve it around. Now it wasn't so hard to carry around. You could make an instrument longer so that the brass instruments could have lower notes and not just those high piercing notes. And that was the French horn. So the French horn was first a hunting horn. It was just a circular piece of brass with a little teeny bell at one end and a little mouthpiece at the other end. And you threw it over your shoulder while you were riding on the horse chasing the foxes. And they would, when the fox was seen, you know, they would blow the horn and everyone would go in that direction. And then that instrument at that point could only play in one key. It could only play the notes and the harmonics of that key, let's say E flat. But when they wanted to bring the French horn into an orchestral environment and to play with other instruments, what they did was they added crooks. They called them crooks, which were loops, other pieces of brass loops that they could plug in, and then it would change the pitch because it would make the brass piece longer. And you could change the key by putting in different size crooks of the instrument. And now most French horns are what they call double horns. There's an F horn and a B flat horn together, and it has a 4-octave range and has, yes, more harmonics than any other instrument. So, wow, a little history of the French horn there. That was fun.
It brought up another question here that says, well, like a mother that knows how to soothe a crying baby, we should, in theory, be able to generate the right sound, right? And the answer to that is yes, but you carry that sound with you 100% of the time. It's called an otoacoustic emission. And we've written an article, If You Can Moan, You Can Tone, and it is on the site, the soundhealthoptions.com site, and it teaches you to listen to the sound. Now, it's there, but not everyone can hear it, and not everyone can hear it all at the same time. So if you can't do the sound yourself, the next thing is to have somebody to do the sound for you. But nobody needs all this computer stuff that I do. That's just a shortcut and to show the world it's really possible, and for us lazy people who don't want to learn about music. So the answer, Robert, to your question is people could remember the right sounds and might they instinctively be using the right tones they need at the time. If you will listen to that sound in your ears, that's the right sound all the time. But we have forgotten, with all of this bombardment of electricity and all that kind of stuff, we have just forgotten how to do that. And I think...
Well, yeah, listening...
One comment, Kaj. When Kaj does your sound, you start hearing that internal sound. That's been a comment of some of the workshops she's done for us. It allows you to get in touch with that internal sound. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's about listening, and I'm very thankful to the symphony orchestra because playing inside of a symphony orchestra has taught me to listen on such a detailed level. You had to be aware of how your part fit into the overall piece, if you were playing with woodwinds, if you were playing with strings. The detail of the listening was intense. So I'm an excellent listener. But you also have to be still to hear these sounds. Now, I do, in my course, I do go over spontaneous autoacoustic emissions and the work that Doreen Davis has done with Sherry Edwards, and she has found that spontaneous autoacoustic emission, which is that really high-pitched sound that's coming out of your ear, and is 100% of the time a stress frequency in your voice print. So
yes.
The sound coming out of your ear is really... yes, there is an illness called tinnitus, and there are illnesses that will make your ears ring. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a healthy, normal, functioning ear that is able to make a very high-pitched sound to help try and balance what the body needs at the time. And if you listen to that sound, and if you sing it, and if you sing harmonics around it, that sound will go away, and that issue will be adjusted.
And you can get a copy of Doreen's article by going to our JBAB, Journal of Bioacoustic Biology, site. It's jbab.org. Justice Bad Apple Boy is how I explain it to people. Gosh, I want to make sure that we talk about your workshop, but there's some fascinating questions here. This is
okay.
From Phil. When you have a specific frequency to work with, can you generate it digitally, play it, then match it with your vocal cords and do toning? Does that work?
Yes, that would work. Because when you're sounding it yourself, you become the sound. And I talk about that, how to become one with your sound. When you're actually making the sound, your body is vibrating sympathetically in so many places as opposed to just listening to a sound. And if you're just listening to that digital sound that's coming off your computer, then that's not going to do what you want it to do. Singing along with it would be a great way to help your body make adjustments. Yes.
Here's another question. This is from Robert. Hi, Kaj. In the past, when trying to entertain my family at gatherings, okay, some might just think I'm annoying, I would whistle a tone and intone another note with my voice. It sounds like a pitch pipe combination of sounds. In theory, if we are without our pitch pipe in a crisis moment, could we use our voice in this way to help somebody?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, one thing that I can do, because I'm a horn player and I have the muscles in my mouth and my face to do it, I can buzz a note and sing a note at the same time. It would sound like this. Yes.
I'm watching some of the people on the camera. Their reaction to your sound is astounding.
Well, you doing them is fabulous. I'm telling people because you get, and I teach you how to do that in the class. I teach you how to buzz and hum at the same time. And humming is something that you do for a child or you do for yourself. Humming is toning of the first order. You don't usually hum for anyone else but yourself. When you find yourself humming, those are the notes that you really need. But I teach people how to do that also in the class. And what it does is you get really high. I mean, there's no other way to say it. But, folks, this is legal and it's free. Your brain is floating in the synovial fluid. And when you're buzzing and creating those harmonics in your head, your brain is just floating in all of this vibrating fluid. And it makes you very happy.
Here's a question from Madeline. Okay, when's this other class coming up? Okay, June 17th, and it'll be WebEx, just like this. Well, it won't be on Blog Talk Radio, but 2 to 4 Eastern. We have room for 100 people. And, Kaj, what are you going to cover?
Okay, we are going to cover some basic music theory and what harmonics are and how they expand. And I'll talk about the harmonic series. And I also do a little piece. I'm going to, go to this now on the WebEx. I did some before and after pictures with a aura imaging camera. So I would play certain sounds and harmonics on my horn that would affect digestion or circulation, certain systems of the body. And I took before and after pictures of my aura, again, so I could have something visual, something tangible to say, look, this is what happens when you do this. I mean, I've been playing these sounds for years, and they keep me healthy. They keep my immune system pumped. I never get sick unless I don't do these sounds on a regular basis. And I wanted to know something more tangible about, okay, I feel good and I don't get sick, but how can I explain this to people? And I did an aura imaging case study where I played the two notes that would work together for circulation and did a before and after aura picture. And every time, the after picture showed an enormous increase of energy in that sort of chakra energy system that rules that system of the body. So circulation would be the heart. Digestion would be your stomach and your pancreas. There are sounds for, you know, elimination. Like I was talking about the colon energy boosting sounds. There's sounds to, if you're having trouble with edema and you're holding a lot of fluid, there's a way to really pump your kidneys to get that fluid out of you with just by making sounds. And all of that will be taught in the course.
Here's one. There's three or four questions we have to answer before we leave. Linson asks, the otoacoustic emissions from my left ear and my right ear seem to have a rather different pitch. Is this normal?
Yes.
Can
left
be.
Left brain, right?
Yes, can be. But it can also be a lack of integration between the left and right hemispheres. Can be maybe the rhythms are off in your body. So, yes, it's normal, but what do you do with normal for you? Maybe you need that for the moment.
Right.
Okay, here's another one from Joanne. This is a great question. What if he can't sing?
Then you get a pitch pipe.
And you, it doesn't matter if he can't sing. Just make noise.
You know? Yeah. I mean, if you could just make a sound of a siren. You know when we were little kids? And we went with our voices. That's a wonderful thing to do to kind of energize everything. Just to start at the lowest note you can possibly make, and this has nothing to do with singing. It has to do with taking a deep breath and making the lowest sound that you can make, and gradually use your voice to kind of siren all the way up to the highest sound that you can make, and back down again. And imagine energy coming up from the earth up to the top of your head, and then a fountain of energy coming out the top of your head, going back down to the earth, creating this big cycle. And you do that 5 or 6 times, and you have completely energized yourself with that siren sound. So there are things that you can do that you don't have to sing. And with the pitch pipe, too, all you have to do is be able to do is hum. One note you're going to play on the pitch pipe, anybody can do that. And then I would teach you to hum another note at the same time. So I'm humming this note and playing that note. So don't worry if you can't sing. We can work with that.
Isn't it true that people who are orchestra leaders are the longest lived group of people on the planet?
Yeah, well, they have a very long life expectancy, orchestral conductors, and I think it's because of all that arm waving they're doing. They're getting all of that aerobic activity
okay.
Hours and hours a day.
Okay, is there a URL for her class? It has been put up on WebEx, and if you are one of the people who receive our regular announcements, then you will get a little this is when it's going to happen thing. And if you aren't getting this through regular announcements, please get in touch with us and we'll put you on the mailing list. Okay, here's a wonderful one. I'm guilty of this, but this is from Wayne. My wife has for years needed the sound of a box fan running to sleep at night. Is that a bad thing?
A box fan? What kind of a fan?
You know, a fan that's in a little cage and it makes a humming noise as it goes around. It's probably for missing notes. Probably the notes you need.
Or it's creating a white noise that's blocking out other frequencies that she doesn't want.
That's true. Here's another question. I'm afraid we're going to run out and not get to everybody. What's been your experience with people who have tinnitus?
Tinnitus, I have found using bioacoustics and Sherry's, you know, computer program, usually has to do with muscles in the face and the jaw area. So the pterygoid medial muscle, the pterygoid lateral muscle, the masseter muscle, the temporal muscle. When these muscles, for whatever reason, are too tight, they will cause a certain inflammation in that area that will cause your ears to ring. And I've had success with people with tinnitus finding those muscles in the face that are too tight and giving them a tone box with the frequencies to relax those muscles usually takes away the tinnitus. I had one woman who was 70 years old and she had had tinnitus for 40 years. And we were able to get it from a sound down to a, and she was really pleased. And that took about 2 months of listening to her sounds on the tone box.
Have you done anything with snoring husbands?
Snoring husbands, yes. The dilator of nose muscle. I've saved several relationships.
That's one of the things you want to look at with snoring also is there's usually an erection issue because there's not enough carbon dioxide leaving the cells. So try arginine, and sometimes that'll help with snoring, or the frequency of arginine, which is an app. Okay, is there a difference between ringing and a low-frequency buzzing as a form of tinnitus?
No, we'd have to ask some of our audiologists that question. I don't know the answer to that. We'd have to ask Judy Chambers, or we'd have to ask Doreen Davis that question.
You know, it depends on what the damage is to the ear, whether it's damage to the eardrum or to the hair follicles. But the three things that we look at with tinnitus are actin, potassium, and myosin. So those three things and sounds from them, C, an E, a D sharp, and a B. Those would be the three notes. Could you sing those together, Kaj?
What are the notes? An E?
E.
A D.
D sharp.
And a B for potassium.
D sharp and B for boy. B.
Yeah, well, you could certainly do E and B together because that's E, if that were the base note or the fundamental, B would be the perfect fifth or soul to that or the plus one light note for the bioacoustic people. So on the pitch pipe, I can play E and sing B. Or I could play the B on the pitch pipe and alternate between the E and the D sharp with my voice.
One more question, and you're going to teach people to do that. Should they bring a pitch pipe with them when they come to the class?
Yes. Go to your local music store, and you can buy the American-made Master Key chromatic pitch pipe, C to C. They have an F to F, and men sometimes like the F to F better than the C to C, more for the women. Go to your local, the Master Key costs maybe about $25. And they have some knockoffs now from Indonesia that are about $10. The pitch pipes don't last as long as the master key, but they'll do the trick if you want to just play around with it and see if this is for you.
So that class is June 17th. If you're on our mailing list, we will send you information about it. If not, keep checking our website as we try to get it back up and running. We have a free class coming up next Saturday, also June 10th. It's going to be on pre-vaccination risk factors. The software will be made available to you. Keep watching the site. We get it up, they tear it down. We get it up, we tear it down. So you're safer if you can just jump on our mailing list, and we'll do that. Kaj, we have about 5 minutes left. Oh, I forgot to tell people we're doing happy hour this Tuesday. So just go to our site and go to that little orange happy hour, little postage stamp. Click on it, and that'll get you where you're going. Kaj, what do you want to leave people with? And what can people do after they take your workshop? Oh, and there's another question just came in. I want to stop everything. This is an incredible question. This lady is picking up music without anybody ever singing, and she doesn't even like the singing. What is that?
I don't understand. Can you read it again, Cher?
Do you know what causes ears something when one hears music when there is no radio playing? One woman I know says she hears the band playing all the time and she doesn't even like the music. I read a couple cases about this where people were bringing in stations from the fillings in their teeth, or there was a station coming through the air but the radio wasn't picking it up, but her ears were. So there's a little AM, FM, or whatever radio it is. Turn it to the station that humans like are between 700 and 900. I'm trying to hurry. So see if something is coming in your house through your electrical system, and that's what you're really hearing. But your radio is not picking it up. I'm sorry, I jumped in and answered a question for you.
Nope, that's all right. Thank you. No, so I'd encourage people to come online with me and take this class. There's so much that can be done over the phone with this type of stuff. So if you don't have the Nano Voice software, you can email me at info@thesoundlady.com. I can record your voice over the phone with this software, and I can email you the report and tell you what notes you should start working on and help you creating those sounds.
And they can get in touch with you through info@thesoundlady.com.
That's right.
So what can everyone expect from coming to your two-hour workshop? What will they be able to do when they get finished?
Well, I call it the affordable do-it-yourself How to Stay Healthy While Everyone Around You is Getting Sick workshop. So you will be able to take your own voice print, with the Nano Voice, and know how to energize low notes, learn how to de-energize notes that have too much energy, balance them out, take before and after voice prints, how to play the pitch pipe. All of that will be covered in the class.
So actually, it's just come and get a tune-up.
That's it. Tune-up time.
There was one other question here. Benita's saying, how much does it cost? Benita, it's free. Kaj is doing this for everybody for free. We're just sharing. Do you know the stuff on Star Trek where they go ask the computer anything and they get it and it's all free? But there's a Ferengi there always wanting money for whatever they're doing. Kaj has joined the bandwagon here where we're trying to offer people tools for their own self-health. So she's going to be doing this workshop. She's going to be doing a workshop on understanding music and how it works in the body. She's going to be doing one on computers and helping move everything forward. Robert says, Kaj, you're amazing. A lot of emails like that. This is wonderful. I wish I'd have jumped on sooner. You know, for those of you who got on late, you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio. It's a Sound Health Options show, and it will be archived within a half hour or so. The visual of this and what Kaj was showing won't be up on our site until sometime Monday. So there was not a lot of visual that we did, but what we did was great. And you're going to be using a PowerPoint.
Any downloads today?
Somebody's asking. Yes, you can go to our site, and one of them is about articles. If you can moan, you can tone is one of them. We've put up several new articles. If they're gone, we'll put them up again. But if you can moan, you can tone would be a really good one.
Yes.
So get in touch with Kaj. She takes private appointments. Do you do groups, too?
Well, here in Santa Fe, yes. I'm in Santa Fe now, and I'm part of a group called Santa Fe Soul, which is about 30 practitioners who do everything from acupuncture to massage and biofeedback and sound healing.
But if somebody wanted to pay you to come to your community, their community, you'd do it, wouldn't you?
I absolutely would. Fly me in, and I'll hang out with you for a weekend.
June 17th is when this workshop is going to be, 2 to 4 Eastern Time. And we certainly thank you, Kaj, for being here. I think from all the feedback that people think your work is exciting and helpful and incredible and eye-opening. But I know that there's much more you could share. So we're going to make a date for you to come back, and we certainly appreciate who you are. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Thank all of you for being here. Our next event is Happy Hour. Please join us then. Just go to our site, Sound Health Options. It's free. We do vocal profiles right online while you watch. It's a great learning tool. Please join us. And thank you for being here on Blog Talk.